Welcome to Michigan Ice Guys, podcasting to help you fish hard water better.
Hey, we're the MI Ice Guys, and we're back from summer vacation. Anthony's been on the river. Steph's been working crazy amounts of hours at work. I've been at beer festivals. Steph and I sneak out once in a while, not often enough. Anthony's made a new career out of taking people out on the river and showing them the best time of their lives.
And it's glorious.
He's been, he was telling us earlier about the Browns that they were hooking up on just today.
And, he sends us pictures of his office every day.
Yeah. His office has
Hey, look what we caught today. Thanks, Tony.
This jumped in the boat. Oh, whoops.
I'm going to block you from Facebook.
Couple steelhead. I'm sure a couple people have.
Yeah. No, well, I'm always glad to see him. And
now we got the new kid pictures gives us hope. And everything.
Oh, yeah. That's big news, people. Yeah. We've got a little Tony on the way. Or
little T.
We're not sure whether it's going to be male or female yet. And I think the wife has laid down the law that they're going to wait and see what comes out.
Yeah. I get to find out the day it's born, what it is. So. It's going to be exciting. Doesn't matter to me. After the cancer, it just doesn't matter.
So. We'll all be glued to Facebook waiting for it. And we'll get an announcement out on MI Ice Guys when the new fisherman hits the free air.
Either way, he or she is going to be forced to be reckoned with. Yeah.
The first thing in their hand is going to be a palm rod.
Oh, yeah.
They will never need to buy a fishing pole or a piece of gear ever in their life. No. So that'll be pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, when your dad's a professional fisherman, it's a hell of a way to start life. And I bet there's many of our friends whose kids will tell you wild stories about that. So you might want to talk to them, get prepared. Jack's daughter might bring you up to speed on some stuff.
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
But, hey, there's a lot of exciting things coming out. Well, first off, the Farmer's Almanac has been promising us cold and snow.
Please bring the cold, buddy.
Oh, man. The other night it was 77 degrees at my house.
Too hot.
Ridiculous.
I'm like, makes me grumpy. Where's my 40? I need 30, 40 degrees at night. I need a little frost here.
Yes, 32 or below.
You know, I don't want to be deer hunting in a t-shirt and shorts.
Get rid of the damn mosquitoes.
Yeah, no kidding. But we're hoping that when this finally does kick in, that we're going to get some really a good winter. Last winter, I felt a little gypped.
Yeah, hoping we get another good winter. Like, what was it, 2 years ago? We were on the ice by Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And that was awesome.
All the way till, my birthday's March 19th, so we were on the ice till almost April.
Well, I remember Steph and I went, I think it was that year, we went on April 1st.
April Fool's. Yeah.
Just to be sure we said we could.
Out on Reed's Lake.
I think we had to drop a plank to get out there, but we'll do what we have to do. But we're hoping that it's going to be a great new year because I've been getting the emails, and I know that you guys have been seeing the ads and some of the premier emails and stuff from our sponsors. New equipment. Scandia sent me theirs. Sunline sent me theirs.
Ooh, Sunline.
There's going to be some fun stuff coming out this year. Scandia's got some new colors in their base models, and they're also bringing out the vertical jigs, the old teardrop style, in tungsten. Big spectrum. You can see a little preview of that on miiceguys.com. Jack sent that over to me with a nice little write-up, so I felt obliged to post that out there for all of you. So if you subscribe, and there's a little thing down at the bottom of our page, where you can pop in your email address, and anytime we post anything, you're going to get a little notification that says, hey, look what's going on.
And don't forget, we also got the Ask an Ice Guy.
Yeah, Ask an Ice Guy last year was absolutely huge. We had so many great questions.
Yep.
Anthony was commenting a while ago that, you know, we really didn't get the boring ones that we look at them going, really?
Complex questions. You really got to give them some thought.
Yeah, you know, they were asking great questions last year. All of a sudden, ding, on my phone, an email would come up, and somebody wants to talk ice fishing. So, now next thing you know, we're in a conversation. They get two or three responses from two or three different one of us, either Steph, Chaz, and myself, or Chad, or, you know, whoever it may be, but couple different responses, and then they can take that and do what they want with it. But
and you could be wherever. You could be North Dakota, Montana. Oh, yeah. You're sitting there, I got a reply. I was like,
I would say, I'd be sitting in the passenger seat, but that just wasn't the case last year. So
we did I did answer one while we were in Ukraine last year.
Did you?
So yeah, that's always a fun thing for us to see people giving us some feedback that they're enjoying the show and they're paying attention and stuff.
Asking great questions.
Yeah, and one of the other opportunities that's coming up for those great questions, are our seminars. Mm-hmm. Now, the first two of the year, Alan Bob's is going to be on December 1st. It's about 6 o'clock at night over at Alan Bob's. And Scott DeVries, fishing manager over there, if you see him, give him a hassle. Tell him that, you know, you heard Chaz said you were going to give him a hell of a discount. And but he usually does put a big discount down for ice night. And yep. Anything in the store has a discount. He doesn't discount the electronics. Those things are pretty hard to mark down. They're running them pretty slim anyway. But I know I've picked up an auger there. I've picked up a number blades. Of things. Blades. You don't have a spare set of blades.
Better You're get tempting set.
Fate.
Better get some.
Or you're going to have big Popeye arms.
Grilling guys will be there again this year.
Yeah.
It's a great time. I'll be there again this year, and it'll be fun. I missed last year, so I'm
last year.
Well, if Anthony's coming, I better bring some more Schmoe's beer.
That's right.
We had venison and sliders last year and walleye.
Yeah. And the year before, awesome. The grilling guys were there, too, and I tell you what, they cooked up some real good stuff for us, so.
So it's a real fun night, and then we do it for two solid days down in Kalamazoo at DNR Sports. And that's quite a show because a lot of vendors come out for that one and put on their booths with new stuff, and they've got deals on things. It's quite a thing. Our friend Jack will be at both shows from Caney Lures, and he's always a big one on that buy three, get one free on the jigs. I've said it on there now, Jack, you got to do it.
Yeah.
But it's a great way to load up the arsenal in the tackle box. Yes, Steph, what his favorite color is, he reaches in his coat and he pulls out 700 jigs in this one little carrier. It's craziness. And Anthony doesn't show off his good ones. I think he's got them in a safe at home.
Secret stash.
Well, I have all my backup jigs, and then I have all my on-the-ice personal don't-lose-these-or-I'm-screwed jigs.
And then we've got the Europe... Yeah. God, I can't afford to lose one of these jigs.
Yes, and then I have the $1,000 box.
Yeah.
That when and it's full, that's what it contains.
If you've never spent $10 on one jig that looks like nothing, you have not been shopping in Europe.
If you've never traded your Team USA jersey, a jumpsuit, and a couple other things you don't remember for three jigs, then you're not living, I guess.
Yeah, but those were from Little Superman.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's a great fisherman.
Then he turned around and gave you the jigs.
Well, he gave me one.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
But it was the
there may have been some vodka involved.
I think there was a lot of vodka involved.
It was all good till the opaque jug with the X came on it. Came out.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what that was, but I was taking it for the team right there.
Some tea. Little tea. Milk.
Yeah, little milk, some tea. But, we got those seminars coming up. Those are a great opportunity. If maybe you're just getting back into ice fishing, maybe you're tired of not catching fish, and you want to come out and see what the new equipment is. Maybe your equipment got chewed up. I know this time of the year we always talk about fishing in the garage. Dig out the old equipment. You know,
get that Vexlar out, get the batteries charging.
I got mine sitting right here, you see.
I tell you what, I upgraded to the FL28 last year, and being able to see my jig and the fish around anybody and everybody
it's awesome.
At a constant rate was amazing rocks, for it? Me. Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh. Yeah. It was a game changer, so it definitely helped me out a lot.
You might need to pick up a spare battery, too, because,
always
you know,
have a spare battery.
Occasionally you forget. Now, last year I added a charging unit in the truck. So I've got my spare battery charging in the big Ford all the time. So I'm prepared this year. No more dead batteries. And I'm actually thinking about putting the Milwaukee charger in there too on the inverter, just in case.
And I had two DeWalt batteries die on me last year. They took a little water on and then got froze. North Dakota's pretty brutal on gear, so lost a couple batteries. I need to be mindful and maybe get those before peak season gets here.
Yeah.
Before I'm on the road looking to drill my first hole.
Shake the rodents out. Get the mice out of your boots and check out some things on that.
Open those shanties up.
Yeah. Make sure you know.
Kick the critters out.
If you didn't put them away right with a little bit of, like fabric softener sheets or mothballs or something in there to keep the critters out. You might have a little cleanup to do. In these fall days, there might be a good time to set all that stuff up, let it air out, get it ready, see what you need to buy at the show.
Or if you're looking for new gear, you know, list some of that stuff out there and, you know, Craigslist it, eBay it, whatever you want to do.
Well, I've been watching
some of the new stuff.
I watch that West Michigan Man Stuff for Sale on Facebook.
Yep.
Boy, there's a lot of stuff out there for sale. Some is questionable and some is a hell of a deal.
Just get your stuff organized right now, you know, that way you know what you need going into the season. Get your spoons all taken care of if you're a walleye guy. Get your, you know, get your hooks right. Get your all your jigs in line and in color. That way if you need more of one certain color, then you can go pick that up at any of these shows at a discounted rate.
Yeah, it's a good plan. Now, some other new equipment that's coming out. I know that you're sponsored this year, Anthony, by Norfin, and they got some new boots out.
Yeah, we picked up a new sponsor, Chad and I. Norfin and Lucky John, they're going to be a great addition to the team this year. And the new boots that you're referring to, I believe, are called the Klondike boots. They have a flip-out cleat integrated into the sole of the boot, so you always, you never forget your cleats, you know, because that can be an issue too. And the super lightweight boot is going to be a great addition too, because they're not as heavy as every other boot out there.
And they're rated to like negative 40 C.
Yep, definitely. They got a liner inside them that will keep your feet nice and toasty if you're doing some work on the ice. You know, probably if you're just sitting on a bucket over one hole, they might get a little chilly on those real, real cold days. But if you're a power driller like me, then
or a hole hopper like Chad.
That's right. Yep. I power drill. He comes through and catches them. It works out great.
You weigh them and see which ones we keep.
No, he does that too. Oh, sometimes he keeps me nervous, but but overall, it comes out well. So I trust him, and it's all good.
Well, we also have a couple of tournament dates have been announced. I know NAIFC has announced the championship and the first of the season, I think, going back to North Dakota.
Yep, they've came out with the championship dates and like the first and second in the series. But the championship will be December 17th and 18th in Mille Lacs Lake in Minnesota.
Cool. Yeah, Mille Lacs is one of those great fisheries as well. And
the monster fishery. Yeah, you see all the smallies they got caught out there on the Bassmasters?
Oh, my gosh.
Those things were toads.
How about those crappies last year at the championship?
Those are huge.
We've got a picture of that on MIS, guys.
30-plus pounds of crappies in 2 days with 32 fish. That's
holy
crazy.
Holy cow. That's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Chad and I won the team of the year last year, so we'll get first pick of any spot.
Michigan boys whooping ass.
That's right. So hopefully it matters.
Well, that'll be great. Yeah, you guys are on the ice first and got the choice of the area.
Yep.
Yeah. Pop them holes, get in, and stake your claim. Because NAIFC is much like the Worlds, where there is a range that other teams have to stay away from you. Mm-hmm. So you can definitely play the game of getting in and...
There is a 15-foot roll.
Blocking out.
Yep. And you got three different species you can go for.
Yep. Perch, and crappies, and bluegills both days. The first day will be in Walk-On Bay. I fished that the second year they were there, I believe. It was very, very tough. The fish were in small areas, so I'm expecting the same thing, hoping it's a little different. But we're going to grind it out and give it our best, that's for sure.
Now, is Sarah going to let you guys borrow the Outlander?
Oh, I hope Wheelie can come with us, so I'll beg and plead with her, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll let us take it.
Nine this year?
You know, I'm not sure. I should know that, but I'm not sure.
Well, they're... Chad's daughter has kind of claimed his quad as hers.
And, it's her quad.
Well, that's her quad.
So and she has boat. To.
She just don't know it yet.
Yeah, she has to loan that to Daddy and Anthony so they can go fishing and win big money.
She
brings
home
the wood. So, but anyway, we haven't heard much on the Michigan schedules yet. We're waiting for the big guys to shake out their schedules, and then the little local guys will be doing it. But you can be assured that we will post that on MIS Guys and talk about it in a future episode.
January 8th is Lake Metegoshi in North Dakota.
Metegoshi.
The biggest bluegills you'll ever catch in your life. Come catch them. Come compete. It's a blast. And I'm pretty fond of it.
Isn't that the one where Chad says they're as big as a dinner plate?
Yeah. Everything's as big as a dinner plate to Chad. He's got dinner on the mind usually. So.
Definitely.
Yeah, if he was here, he'd be like, can we go eat yet? Can we go eat?
Here. Last year, you're 16.
That's me right now, yeah.
Yeah, last year, your 16 gills were 14 pounds?
14.14 pounds with 16 bluegills.
Those are just toads.
The thing about Lake Metegoshi is that all 10-inchers are not created equal. And when you go there, you'll know what I mean by that. That's all I can say until the tournament's over, but all 10-inchers are not created equal in North Dakota.
Well, that's awesome, man. Hey, when we come back, we're going to touch a little bit on last year's Worlds and give you a little sneak peek on this year's Worlds and maybe even tell a couple of crazy stories. We're the MI Ice Guys, fishing on that hard water.
Coming soon.
Hey, when I'm heading out fishing, I want to grab me a couple of beers. I like to have pop top off one. And my choice is Schmoe's. Bone Crusher, Treasure Chest, Hop Knocker if you dare. Amber Cheese, IPA, and Pale Ale. Grab the Brewer's Six. It'll do you well out on the ice, and you can even share with your pals. So stop by your local bottle shop and grab some Schmoes. See you out there on the ice, guys. Drive safe.
Hey, guys. Chaz here from the MI Ice Guys. I want to talk to you about K&E Stopper Lures, especially the Scandia line of tungsten jigs. I've been having a great time fishing with these this year and last year. The new colors are awesome. Check them out. Get out there to your local sporting goods shop and look for that blue packaging with yellow text on it. Pick up a Scandia lure or 10. It's a whole lot of fun to fish with. They're bright, they're durable, and good stuff. We're all ready. We're action. Back.
I'm back.
Anthony's sending a quick I love you off to his wife. If you didn't hear in the first segment, they are expecting now their first child.
Yes. It's awesome.
Another ice awesome. Fisherman.
Super pumped. It's going to be great.
If you follow Anthony on his Facebook page, he's been very already the proud dad of throwing pictures out there of the sonar.
Yeah, we went for the hear the heartbeat for like the first time or whatever, and they couldn't hear the heartbeat, so they were a little concerned, so they did a ultrasound, so I got a little picture too, but everything's fine. And everything's
have you run the FL28 over?
I tried to see how deep it was, but she wasn't too into that.
I'm not even gonna touch that one. that's a loaded question.
You'd think I'd know, but you know.
But anyway, guys, we wanted to give you a little bit of a wrap-up last year, a reminder, and tell you a couple of stories from when we were over to Ukraine. We had a very interesting adventure. If you didn't follow us last year, Ukraine was really cheap once you got there. The big expense was getting there. So the team had the plan of, let's go longer. We're going to get a lot of practice in. We're going to kick everybody's butt.
We're going to stay right on the lake. We're going to walk out every morning right on the competition lake. It's going to be
hard.
Awesome.
Oh, it's yeah, we were geared for it.
We're going to learn so much.
We barely brought casual clothes because we're just going to be in our ice suits.
Yeah, I mean, Finland, we were on the ice every day grinding hard.
And we got there, and as we pulled into the town after the three-hour-plus journey of Anthony and I holding that bag between our skulls.
I forgot about that.
Because the luggage was like, stacked so high down the aisle of the bus.
Chaz, quit shoving it on my head. You're like, what do you mean you're shoving it on my head?
And the lake was melting. There was open water.
By the end of the first week, it was open water. There was no ice on it at all.
I cried three times.
It was horrendous. And then we had to endure buses.
3-hour bus rides.
One direction.
To go practice. One way. Just to practice.
And they weren't, those bus drivers had something against stopping so that you could go to the bathroom. And nobody explained that to us. Because as you guys know, that when you go out on the ice and you're out there and it's low humidity, you're working, you're drilling, you're fishing, you're up and you're down, you're around, all these things, you get a little dehydrated. So immediately when we got back on the bus, everybody guzzles a bunch of water, all that kind of stuff. Well, nature takes its course, and about halfway back through the 3-hour bumpy ride.
Now, depending on how many countries are on the bus, their versions of water could be completely different than ours.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The Finnish friends brought some very fine water.
The Ukrainians had some fine water in the back of the bus. I do remember that.
Oh, yeah. We did share many a story over some of those bottles.
I had such a blast in Ukraine. It was an awesome experience.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Steph and I actually got to go on a brewery tour.
Yeah, a couple of them.
We went to one in the morning and then went to another one in the afternoon and came back all shiny and glowy.
Even though the fishing was poor and the ice conditions were bad, the overall experience I had and the bonds that I made with all of the teammates and other teams that were there was amazing. Wouldn't trade it for the world.
Well, you found some fantastic food out there as well.
Oh, the restaurants.
Just amazing.
The food was incredible in Ukraine. Just, you wouldn't think so, but it was awesome.
If any of you guys are looking for a vacation spot, Ternopil, Ukraine was awesome. Yeah. An awesome city to visit.
I turned in like $200 American and got like 16 to 26. I don't even remember if it was 16 or 2600 of their money.
It was 26 to 1.
Yeah.
It was insane.
I had a bankroll when I left the bank. And when I left the bank, thought maybe I should just go back and put it in the safe.
I turned in 300 and I was like, I might want it. It's like, I got to back up such a wad of bills. I was like, what the hell?
No, the team, we got dinner included, lunch, breakfast, and dinner all included. So, you know, I actually had trouble spending all the money that I had turned in.
Oh, I remember being there in the Lviv airport trying to buy candy and stuff to spend up my money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were tipping like crazy.
Oh, it was.
The price of the meal, or one of our last meals, there was six of us there. We all had beers. We all had food. You know,
tall beers were 80 cents a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And as a brewer, I'm going to tell you, these were all barley lagers. Very well crafted, very tasty. Everybody seemed to enjoy them. Steph and I enjoyed probably three, four more than everybody else. But, you know, when Steph went up the very first night and he says, I don't know, but it was just cents for this beer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's a big beer.
That's a big beer. Yeah. Steph.
And the hotel we stayed in was, four or five stars at least, you know, giant ceilings, jaded tile in the ceiling. It was awesome.
I mean, all right. So like, you know, one of our dollars, okay, they give you 26 of theirs. Their beer was 15.
Yeah. It was horrendous.
It was like 60 cents for this beer, Chaz. Drink up.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I know that when we had those meals, the meal you were talking about, our tab came to $50. So we kind of felt bad, and we tipped 100%.
Yeah.
You know, six guys splitting $100, that's no big deal, especially if you're on a trip of your lifetime. So
yeah, it was a great
And then the time. Little girl ran out and tried to give it back to me.
No.
And I'm like, no.
Sure. And then, you know, you could see the tears, you know, the fighting back. You know, you tip somebody $5, $10 in American, and it was like, you just made their whole week, and you know, to be able to do that was awesome. So,
but I would highly recommend it over there. It was a wonderful hospitality by the country. The food, the beer, the vodka was cheaper than hell too,
and very tasty.
Status vodka.
Oh yeah,
and the Ternopil.
Yeah, the Ternopil vodka was very good, and they all told us that's the junk stuff.
And everything is homegrown over there. They, you know, the city buys all their stuff from the country, or I don't know if they buy it or just kind of take it or how it goes on over there.
We don't ask too many questions.
Yeah, either way, it's all farm raised and delicious. So. Yeah.
Well, the supermarket that we went to was like the Myers of Ternopil, where it was like open vats of flour and sugar.
Yeah,
and
just the big scoop huge your own.
Fish tanks with all those fish. They had pike in there.
Carp. Carp's a delicacy over there. Catfish. Yeah. Sturgeon. Yeah.
Sturgeons.
And to see, there was rabbits. Just cleaned out whole rabbit.
Yep.
Man.
And we were like, going, man, we need to. Steph and I had to go look at the grill aisle.
Yeah,
we were thinking about buying a grill and just setting up in front of the hotel there. You know,
grilling it up.
That skewer cooking that they do.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah.
That's killer.
Kebabs or skewers. Yeah. Are like one of the big things. And when we went to the brew pub, they had this wonderful hanging skewer. We didn't even order it. I had to go ask the guy at next table if I could take a picture because it was so cool.
The presentation was awesome.
I should have made it to the brewery down there.
It was a lot of fun. They actually had pickled eggs by the jar. It was nice.
I tell you, next time I make it overseas, which I am taking Latvia off this year due to the kid and everything that's going on this year with me myself. But next time I make it over there, I'm definitely going to sneak on some Drakes and some oil.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to flay them perch up and do them right over there and see what they're missing.
Yeah, we're going to have to show them how to cook them. You know, with all our friends, we ought to be able to have somebody provide the oil. We'll bring the Drakes.
Right.
Well, Steph and I can make our own.
Yeah. I'd prefer Steph's beer better, to be honest. But, you know, something while we're over there would be better than nothing.
Yeah.
Salted, dried perch. That just wasn't getting it for me.
I got to have the bream.
Hey.
Oh, if you can get by the smell, you can eat them.
But I couldn't.
The smell was rough.
Yeah.
But they didn't taste as bad as they smelled.
Yeah, I got to smell
didn't
everything.
Didn't beat pike loaf in Finland, though.
Oh, my gosh.
No, pike and perch loaf? No.
Oh, that was some heavy-duty stuff.
That's some fishiness.
I couldn't try it.
So if any of you guys out there really have the urge that you think you got the right stuff, every year in March, the team holds tryouts. And if you're good enough to get on the team or even win in a spot as a supporting actor, as we say, Steph and I kind of serve as quartermaster. We've got spotters that work with the individual anglers. And then our anglers who have demonstrated and beat out their countrymen to earn the right to get on their knees for 3 hours and work them
fish
holes.
Their hearts out.
Come to tryouts. You'll learn more about fishing than you have your entire life fishing up to that point.
It's amazing.
And the guys aren't trying to just beat into the ground. They're going to give you all the tools and the information that's necessary for you to be able to compete. Nobody, not a single person that comes to try out that I know of, comes to try out to crush everybody with some super secret.
No.
Everything is shared. Chad is especially good at that, perhaps too good at that, and it might handicap him later in the future by sharing all of his secrets and giving everybody everything they need to compete.
But we would encourage you to go to usaiceteam.org.
Yeah.
Find out more about the team and follow us this year. We're going to have posts on there as well as on My Ice Guys as we go, as Anthony leaked earlier, Latvia this year. Our friends from Latvia that have been so gracious in helping us out with little things on the ice the past couple of years. I know the last 2 years that I've been, they have been overly helpful and gracious to us. They're hosting this year. And they kind of pulled it out of their butt to do this at a late notice because the previous country kind of fell through.
Yep. Which, I'm glad of due to the details that I heard how it would be. So, and I like the Latvians, so they're all really nice.
I think they're going to do an awesome job.
And they're very good fishermen, too, so it's going to be great. You guys are going to have your challenges wrapped up for you, but you guys will do fine.
So, it does mean that I am missing Winter Beer Fest this year, but maybe Anthony will go in my place if his wife will let him.
There you go.
But I need somebody to hang the standings up every day in the Schmoes booth at Winter Beer Fest here in Grand Rapids. So when they all come by and say, "Where's Chaz?" they can just point at the standings. He's at the Worlds.
Well, I'll definitely be at tryouts next year, so don't anybody think they're getting away without me being there. I'll be taking up space or kicking butt, either one.
Well, Latvia looks like it's going to be a great trip that's going to be at the end of February. Probably that last full week in February will be gone over there. Anthony will be holding down the ice here in Michigan.
I'm excited to fish at home. I didn't get to do it much last year, so Michigan fish beware.
He'll be one of the only guys running around in the USA suit in Michigan. So you'll be able to spot him easy in his red, white, and blue.
Or I'll be in my sneaky Norfin ice camo suit.
Oh, if you get your Norfin out,
we just tried that on yesterday, Chad and I did. But
I haven't seen a picture of those yet.
Yeah, we've been keeping it a secret. So
sneaky new stuff. Well, that is awesome.
It'll be hard to find us on that 2-up quad.
Yeah, right. Camel quad screaming across the ice, this big monster 800cc beast. Oh, my gosh. But we're really excited about the season coming up and everything. And when we come back, we're going to have a few more things for you to wrap up today's episode. Then we're going for fish. Uh-huh. We're going to sushi.
Sushi.
So we're the MI Ice Guys. Remember, follow us on Facebook, sign up. And if you're the first one to see ice, be sure to use our ice map and point it out, because we might just jump in the trucks and come find you.
Yeah, you can just call me. I'll be on my way.
Ask an Ice Guy is a great way to get a hold of all four of us. Who knows? We'll jump in the trucks. We'll go come fishing with you. It'll be awesome. We'll be right back.
Hey, remember to stop on out to miiceguys.com and report the ice thickness where you're fishing. Help us all out in knowing where there's safe ice. Check out the map online at miiceguys.com.
Guys, when you're out on the ice, do you protect your eyes? The MI Ice Guys have partnered with Costa Del Mar sunglasses. Made in America, made by hand. The thinnest glass technology for sunglasses. 100% UV protection. We love our Costas so much, we took them to Finland, to the Worlds. They allowed us to see where other people had been drilling before, protected our eyes in the blowing snow, and kept us looking good on the ice. Made in America, Costa Del Mar sunglasses. Get them online, get them at a local retailer near you. Remember, tell them the MI Ice Guys sent you, and you need the best. Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA. Guys, we're the MIIce guys. We're podcasting hard water fishing in the Great Lakes State. And one of the very important things to us is equipment preparation. And I know we touched on some of this stuff in the first segment, but one of the things we were just talking about on the break is line. How important is it? Now, Anthony says for him, he doesn't have to re-spool because what's your term?
Wazzle master.
Wazzle master.
Wazzle master.
Now, if you don't know what a wazzle master is, that's wind knots that are just look like these half five loop bow ties that are in the middle of your line because
sometimes they're containing more than one rod.
Yes.
Or your that's glasses.
That's networking. But it's, you know, he gets going, and I've watched Anthony so much out there fishing, you know, working with the USA Ice team and through practices and stuff, and he gets so into it. And when there's a fish on, I mean, it's arms a flailing and everything's a going. And
no next matter thing what you know, happens, that fish is coming through the ice. That fish is
coming in.
And sometimes at the end of it, it's just stand there, look at the sky, wind up the wad, and shove it in the bag.
She's done, but it's I got done. That fish.
And, you know, some of the guys on the team talk about, you know, oh, I got 10, maybe 11 rods ready to go for the day.
Not Anthony's this guy.
Anthony's like 15 minimum.
15 minimum. 21 is about the maximum that I can fit in my bag, but 15 is what I won't feel comfortable unless there's that many ready.
Now for
competition day.
For those of you guys that are using even the schoolies, the spinning reels, whatever you're using here in Michigan and stuff, your line takes a beating. It's rubbing up and down the edge of that ice all the time. Everybody knows ice
is out of the buckets.
Oh man, banging together rod holders, rod bags, UV.
Hopefully fish are causing issues too.
Yes, fish chewing on it.
Retie, it's important.
But you know, bare minimum, you want to strip off a big segment, you know, 10, 15 yards at least, whatever your average fishing depth is, do it. Or even, you know, in like our cases, we usually strip the entire reel. Just spin it off.
Every year I put new line on all my poles. That's just something that I've done ever since I started tournament fishing. If I'm using a spinning rod, I reline my poles at least 2 to 3 times a year just due to the spin that you get from the spinning rods in general and the memory on the line. It just happens.
Yeah.
So, what we would do is I would always retie every one of my poles before tournament day.
Yep. Every pole needs a fresh knot. Fresh knots for everything. That's something that checking Chad the line and I for do. Nicks.
Is there maybe children retie around? If there's children around, they don't need to know those new words that are going to come out when that line breaks or that jig comes off and that trophy crappie just waves goodbye to you at the bottom of the hole.
And your $6 tungsten jig.
Yeah. There goes your favorite USA Captain America.
Last one you own.
Yeah. It's always the last one you own of that color.
It's going to go on to 4-pound test this year.
Yeah. And it's always, you know, Saturday, the day before the tournament. I've been beating on them all week, practice. It's this one jig, getting them. Then the day before that actually happened to me in Montana. Day before the tournament, I got my spinning reel janked up on me, and line got caught in the bail, and trout took a run, snapped it off. I was lost.
Well, I snapped that pole. You remember that one? It just snapped right in half on me when I hooked into the sea monster of Reed's Lake.
Yeah, you hooked on.
I don't know what it was, but it stripped and snapped.
Leviathan of Reed's Lake.
Yeah. Steph's little brother Al looked over and he says, "What the hell, dude?" I'm standing there with a stub in my hand. But, you know, taking some time, even if you're just sitting around the house and you can do some yes dears and listen to the wife tell you her stories while you're sitting under the nice bright light at the dining room table having quality time, but retying, restringing some line. Don't be that guy that's breaking off and do that stuff. Another important thing, if you've got spinning reels, even the schoolies, I like to take them apart, clean them, lube them. You know, don't be the guy with sand in your reel grinding away and not being able to retrieve.
What about the squeaky reel?
Oh, I hate that guy.
No, I like the squeaky schoolie. You can get into people's heads sometimes with that.
Well, a squeaky schoolie
is from my tournament partner.
Squeaky schoolie's like inherent.
Yeah.
But, you know, the spinning rod, that's the thing. Now, I am the guy that leaves the drag down a little bit for the theatrics of making everybody look when I get a good fish. But
then every year out on the ice, I'll see a dad or somebody out there with their kids taking them fishing. And here they have these little store-bought units with sort of a 6 or 8 pound test on them. That's just a coiled up mess when they're trying to go down the hole with a quarter ounce jig. And I'm like, I'd pretty much end up giving them a pole now, letting them use mine and setting them up and showing them what I'm doing to catch them.
That free line from China is just there to make it look good when you buy it.
Strip that off immediately.
So if somebody was to go out fishing, taking their kids out fishing for the first time possibly, or just going out to have a good time, what size line would you recommend for them to put on their newly bought pole?
I would probably go with some 4.
Say if they're just looking to catch a couple fish, couple bluegills, perch, whatever, just to keep the kids active.
I would probably go with some 4 pound, but make sure it's ice line, because you want something that's limber enough so that you don't get the coil going down the hole like Steph's portraying. I would go with something with some visibility. I like the yellows, the high vis.
Yeah. This is a question I get a lot from a lot of people, too.
At a max for panfish, I would go 4.
Yep, at an absolute max, that's what I would agree with.
I mean, that's going to give the kid an ability to horse on it a little bit.
And that's due to line memory for me and a personal experience. I just don't like if you drop your jig down and it looks like a slinky, you're never going to be able to detect the bites until this fish has it swallowed. And if it's a tough day, you're going to have a tough time.
Yeah. Now, once you guys that are more experienced and you're out with your personal rod, maybe you've got a custom rod and a really nice reel and such. Yeah, I would. I'd go down to some 2. I'd go.
I used to run 3 pound clear steel Berkley Trilene ice, whatever it is called. But that's what I used to run all the time, everywhere I went, all across the country. It's great for line memory and. It works out good.
And guys, don't
wait. It gives you the best of both worlds.
Yep, it's the 3 pound is what I like. Yeah. Now, don't go buying it as soon as I put it on the shelf, so I can't have any.
Well, I was just going to say.
But if you do, it's okay.
Don't be waiting until.
I got a big stock, so.
End of February to be going to get line. Because, you know, as we mentioned earlier, they're putting the Christmas lights up now. So everybody's way ahead of the game. And the store guys, they're going to be the same way. They're going to be putting the stuff out for ice fishing real soon. Everybody's pretty, as soon as that first gun goes off for firearm deer season.
It's out now.
The deer stuff is out. So the ice stuff is starting to come out at the good stores. If you only go to Meijer, you know, they're going to have their stuff out here in a couple of weeks. Don't wait. Grab some of that stuff. If you got kids that want to get into ice fishing tackle is the best stocking stuffer in the world. Because one, it's going to make them anticipate getting out doors away from mom, out of mom's way with you, and spending some quality time in the great outdoors. And we live in Michigan, and there's not a better place on the planet. So
if you live in Michigan and don't like the winters, you're just not trying hard enough.
Yeah, we like to say there's no such thing as bad weather, it's just poor wardrobe choices,
right?
So you know, some other things I know that we had talked about, augers and stuff. Steph and I just had an issue with his dad's pontoon boat, and it was a fuel issue. Fuel is a concern. Steph was mentioning when we were talking out at the bar earlier, putting some stable in the gas.
Yeah, run that marine-grade stable on every tank. That way
you don't know when you're going to use it, when you're not going to use it.
Yeah.
It stays fresh. It's going to do it. Do some preventive things like that. It
protects from the damage from the ethanol, which is more important.
Make sure you're using good two-cycle oil if you have a gas unit. If you have the... if you've gone electric like we have with the cordless drills, Anthony was telling us that, you know, he froze, got some water in batteries and killed those batteries after they froze sitting in the bottom of the bucket.
And then in the back of the truck for like 2 days.
I do own a Tanaka gas ice auger, but I never use it.
I tell you. Maybe that thing has drilled some holes this past year, Steph.
Have you seen that Tanaka recently?
I put in work with that thing. It's in good hands.
But, Steph seems to supply the
Tanaka
championship team with a lot of gear.
Yep. Steph's a good sponsor of our team, that's for sure.
We're going to have to get him a patch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Put it on your suits.
I'll have to break him off a couple pieces of wood.
Nice. Okay, guys. Well, hey, We've really appreciated our time with you guys today. I know it's a little bit shorter show, but we're going to go get some sushi. Make sure that you mark down those dates, the 1st of December and the 3rd and 4th of December for DNR Sports on the 3rd and 4th and Alan Bob's on the 1st. We'll have them posted on MII Skies as well, but you're going to learn some things at the seminars. You get great deals while you're shopping.
Bring your questions.
Let's just talk ice fishing.
Yeah.
Let's get it all out there.
Grab a beer and go step up to Anthony. He's the one that's follically challenged.
Yeah.
Yep. And
I'll have a shiny head.
Or he'll have the sexiest knit cap on you've ever seen. But we appreciate the time. We're jonesing for ice just as bad as you guys, maybe worse. So keep your stick on the ice. Be safe. And if you see that ice, let us know.
MI Ice Guys would like to thank you for joining us once again for one of our podcasts. Be sure to subscribe on MIIceGuys.com so that you don't miss any of our tips and hear a little bit about our fishing stories. Be safe out there, guys. Enjoy the fishing. And may thaw soon.